In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the lives of Saints Philip and James, apostles and martyrs, who in their intimate union with the Lord were able to carry the cross that was placed upon them in their proclamation of gospel truth. It is beautiful and fitting to celebrate these two great saints in our Easter season to remind us yet again that the cross does not disappear in Easter. Rather, our motivation for carrying the cross has been transformed by the Lord's resurrection and gift of new life. The Lord makes very clear in our gospel that there is no revelation of the Father, no intimacy or relationship with the Father, apart from the mystery of the Son. We must come to know Christ, to put on Christ, and to live Christ, in order to know the Father and to be in deep and abiding relationship with Him. And at the heart of knowing Christ, following Christ, believing in our Lord is embracing our crosses and doing so with joy, knowing and believing always and in each moment that to die with Christ is to live with Christ. If we can suffer and endure with Him, we will likewise share in the new life that He has bestowed upon us. As we also then take our example from the apostles, we also know that in doing so, we must go forth and be examples to others. We must go forth and preach and teach the good news that those who have not heard, or those who have heard and not have gone the right way, or those who have heard and not only have not gone the right way, but have been then away from the church or have repudiated the truths of the faith, may yet hear again that which is their salvation. Again, to be apostolic, to be missionary, requires clear foundation in the Lord. We have nothing of our own to give to anyone. The only good thing we can offer others is that which we ourselves have received. And it is more convincing to preach about Christ if indeed we do know Him. Yes, we can teach about the Lord on an intellectual level. Such is the beauty and wisdom and the fullness of our faith. We know well those who are transformed, those who are evangelized. It's not only the mind that has been transformed, but the heart that has accompanied it. And the heart and mind are swayed and moved by the example of those themselves who have been swayed and moved by the glory and the power of God. You are indeed called to preach and proclaim truth, and to use words only when necessary. Let your lives be the example that you are indeed preaching the truth of our Lord. Philip and Thomas ask good questions, but the Lord makes very clear, you already know the answer to these questions because you know me. To cling to me, to hold to me, to have relationship with me is to see and know the Father. You have all that you have in and through and with me. Go forth then and proclaim this good news. It is indeed easy and indeed a source of great joy to proclaim the mystery of the glories of the resurrection. Indeed, Christ is risen, and we sing Alleluia. But if we somehow diminish the mystery of the cross and the sacrifice that is attending to it, we empty the meaning of the resurrection because we downplay the glories of our Lord's crucifixion. We preach Christ crucified without shame, without doubt, without confusion, because we know in order to do so, or that when we do so, rather, we provide that which is needed for men and women for us to be transformed. And so as it always is, so it will always be. We seek and desire for the conversion of the whole world. Our goal is that indeed every man, woman, child on the face of the earth will know Christ, believe in Christ, and practice faith in Christ in the one true church. But we also know that posture of conversion, that desire for transformation, must also always be applied to us. We too must be in a constant posture of being converted, of allowing the grace of God to transform us. And we do so very beautifully by cooperating with the grace of God through the carrying of our crosses on a daily basis. This is not an easy task, and nor were we ever told it would be. But there is grace poured out upon grace that gives us the strength that we need to accomplish that which God desires us to accomplish. We may not always know or understand all the things that God wants and desires from us. But as we know for the apostles, so it must be for us, that we are led by the Spirit wherever the Spirit tells us to go. And when we arrive there, we allow the Lord to do with us as he sees fit. And if we are then sent to another place, we go there until the Lord has filled himself or used us as he sees fit. And we do this again with joy and peace and constancy, knowing that to give our lives for the Lord is the best gift that we can offer. And indeed, it is a poor gift for that which we receive in return. And so contemplate the lives of Saints Philip and James and the gift that they gave of themselves and that intimacy that they had with the Lord that allowed them to give that very gift. After that contemplation, then resolve to go forth wherever it is you may be and however it is you may find yourself to witness to the truth of the Lord. If you are required to sacrifice and to shed your blood, rejoice that you have been found worthy to suffer in the name of the Lord. And realize that the Lord indeed has gone before us to set a place for us, that now and always, wherever it is that he is, we also may be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.